This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Temujin Kensu, individually, and on behalf of all others similarly situated, respondents versus Keefe Commissary Network, LLC, DBA Access Corrections, appellant, decided August 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Temujin Kensu, individually and, no, ED1320, on behalf of all others, similarly situated, respondents. Appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus 19SLCC02467, Keefe Commissary Network, Honorable Brian H. May, LLC, DBA Access Corrections, appellant. Filed August 26, 2025, before Robert M. Clayton, 3rd, PJ, Lisa P. Page, J., and Michael E. Gardner, J. Keefe Commissary Network, LLC, DBA Access Corrections, Keefe Commissary, appeals from the order of the trial court, certifying a class for the claims of breach of contract, violation of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, MMPA, and breach of the duty of good faith and fair dealing alleged in the action filed by Temujin Kensu, Kensu. We affirm in part and reverse and remand in part. Background: Kensu filed a 10-count petition individually and on behalf of a class of similarly situated individuals seeking declaratory judgment, injunctive relief, and damages as a result of allegedly deceptive practices in Keefe Commissary's Secure Media MP3 program, a digital music service program to provide prisoners the ability to purchase music players and files. He too filed an initial motion for class certification, which was denied. Kensu filed a second motion for class certification, which the trial court granted in part and denied in part. The court issued an order granting class certification as to Kensu's claim for breach of contract, count the secu, violation of the MMPA, count the third, and breach of the duty of good faith and fair dealing, count vi. The trial court denied certification as to the remaining counts. Keefe Commissary filed a petition for permission to appeal the class certification. This court granted the petition, and this appeal follows. Discussion. Keefe Commissary asserts 3 points on appeal. In the first point, it claims the trial court erred in granting class certification because Kensu did not meet his evidentiary burden to present evidence that any class claims exist. In its second point, Keefe Commissary argues the trial court erred because the class is certified exceeds the relevant statutes of limitation for each of the claims. 1. In the third and final point on appeal, Keefe Commissary contends the trial court's sua sponte class definition improperly includes a determination of the merits of the suit. Standard of review. The determination of class certification is within the trial court's sound discretion. Van Dyne Veers Allied Morgi Kappers Korpsjathers 242, SW 3D 695, 697, Mobank 2008, citing State Ex Rel of the Union Planners Bank, N.A. Veer Kendrick, 142 SW 3D 729, 735, Moen Bank 2004. Thus, appellate review of the court's order granting certification is solely for an abuse of discretion. A.D. A court abuses its discretion only if its ruling is so arbitrary and unreasonable as to shock the sense of Warren Kensu concedes the 5-year statute of limitations applies to each claim. However, he argues that a cause of action was originally filed in Michigan on March 5, 2019, which told the statute of limitations pursuant to the agreement of the parties. There is no evidence in the record before us to support such a contention. However, as discussed in point 3, because the cause must be remanded for the trial court to properly define the class, the court should include only those claims within the applicable statute of limitations for each certified cause of action. 3. Justice and indicate lack of careful consideration. Dale versus Daimler Chrysler Corp. 204 SW 3D 151 164 Moab WD 2006. Quoting Koger v. Hartford Life, Inzista Corps 28 SW 3D 405 410 Moab WD 2000. Internal quotation marks omitted. Because Rule 5208C 1 2 states that class certification may be conditional and may be altered or amended before the decision on the merits. We err on the side of upholding the class certification. Adiator analysis. In its first point on appeal, Keefe Commissary argues the trial court erred in granting class certification because Ken Sue did not meet his burden of proof by presenting any evidence to show that class claims exist. Class certification is governed by Rule 52.08. It is designed in the interest of judicial economy and allows for the litigation of common questions of law and fact of numerous individuals in one proceeding. Hope vs. Nissan North Amir, Inc., 353 SWW3D 6873, Mo App WD 2011, quoting Kraft v. Philip Morris Koss, Inc.,